Glad to see each one here, and we hope that you've come for nothing other than to have a good day in the Lord. Appreciate the visitors that are here. We want you to take part. And we can take part by grabbing the gray book, as we call it, and opening to number 48 and sing with gusto, Because of Calvary. Because of Calvary. Good. All right, turn back a few pages to number 16. Number 16.
You have your word in pleasure, your soul. Brother Sam. Appreciate the good singing this morning from everyone. Appreciate the good songs, the good playing. It's good to see everybody out today for our service. I hope you've had a good week. I hope you have. Hope you've had a chance to do something for the Lord is what I'll ask that you did. And, let's just give you a chance. Everybody please stand if you're able. Please stand. We're going to do something a little different today. Now, you may already know, but I want you to look at the person on your right side. And if you don't have somebody, you can just forego this for a second. But I want you to look at the person on your right side, and you may already know the answer to this question, but I want you to ask them, have they been saved? That was the reason why. Yes, sir.
Only once, but it was enough.
Yes, sir. Now, everybody that's on your left side, I want you to turn to them and ask them about it. Now, have you been saved?
Yes,
only once. You can be seated today. Now, what I'm going to say is, didn't that feel good just to tell somebody that you were saved, first of all? And truthfully, it feels good when you ask somebody. That's important for us. And I got this thought earlier in the week, and it just kept reoccurring, so I want us to think about that today. Asking people if they're saved or not. And when somebody asks you about being saved, what do you say? Now, I think everybody kind of took it kind of casual when we said, yeah, I've been saved. But the Bible tells us to be ready always to give a reason for the hope that is in us. Now, that hope is a great expectation of what we're expecting to have. Sometimes it's good for us to not just say, yeah, I've been saved. Just tell them a little bit about it. Tell them where you got saved. Tell them maybe how you felt or something like that. It's good for us to do that. I want you to think about that today. And really and truly, in this, it was easy, right? Just because I told you to. God tells us to pretty regular. Matter of fact, he told us to do it on a regular basis, not even waiting on the Spirit to ask people about their soul salvation. And I hope you'll kind of take that in your hearts this week. And if the Lord puts it on you especially, but if you have an opportunity, take time to say something to them about their soul. Please do that. Some of you may have been sitting there and you hadn't been asked in a long time, but it felt good just to tell somebody you saved, didn't it? Sometimes it may be that we just need to feel that. We got to attend a prayer breakfast yesterday, and I had listened to a song, and it talked about praying. And the actual words of the songs, it said, I prayed until heaven came down. And I got that on my mind yesterday. And we're going to be going to the Lord in prayer here in a little while. And if you hadn't experienced that in a good little while, every one of us, we experienced heaven coming down when we got saved. But it is a wonderful feeling, even after you're saved, when heaven comes down and just gets in there. And he starts meeting inside your soul. That gets to be a wonderful feeling inside of you. Brother Stewart said in our Sunday school lesson this morning, he said, some people have the gift of prayer. And that is true. I don't consider myself as one of them. But I've seen some people, when they went down to pray, it seemed like they grabbed hold of God's hand, and they was holding on as they prayed. And that's a wonderful feeling when they do that. I've been privileged to have that a few times myself. But it's something, it's a good goal to have. Pray until heaven comes down is what you want to do. I'll hush. We'll get on with our service. It's good to see each and every one out today. Brother Tom is going to be doing our children's church this morning. So I'll turn it over to him at this time.
All right, let's go over here this time. We've been okay. Two times in a row on this side.
Okay.
Don't want to wear that side out.
No, we don't.
How's everybody doing? Come one, come all. All right, are you guys feeling like getting some participation points today? Everybody ready to talk? I'm going to make you talk today. And Hope's shaking her head no, so we'll start with her. All right, we're going to play a game. I'm just going to ask you some questions. I'm going to call this favorites. This should be easy, right? Because I want to know what your favorite things are. So, what is your favorite color? Does anybody have a favorite color? Pink, purple, orange. I like that. Anybody else? Light blue. That's beautiful. So they're all kind of different, right? Let's do another one. What's your favorite food? Pasta. Corn. All right, butter noodles, that's what I'm talking about. What about you? Corn too? Anybody else want to go? Cherries, I love cherries. Okay, we'll do a few more. What about, what's your favorite ice cream flavor? Strawberry. Chocolate? Orange, yeah?
Strawberry,
can you tell the theme there? All right, let's do maybe one more. What's your favorite season? You know what that is, like the time of year? Summer because there's no school. Splash pad, I love going to the splash pad. Summer because of birthdays. Emily? Summer. Anybody have a favorite season that's not summer? Halloween, the fall. So I've asked you a lot about what your favorite things are. Have your favorite things always been your favorite things, or have they kind of changed over time? Changed over time. So maybe your favorite color changes, or maybe your favorite food changes, or maybe your favorite season changes, or maybe you're young enough that you haven't had time to have your favorite things change. But mine have. So my favorite season right now is the spring, but it used to be the fall. And so as we get older, we just kind of change. So one thing that doesn't change, though, is what? God's Word. So now, does anybody have a favorite Bible verse? John 3:16, that's a good one. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish but have everlasting life. Anybody else have one? Well, here's my point. Our favorite things change over time. And in God's Word, maybe our favorite Bible verse changes over time. Because at different times in our lives, different things in God's Word are more meaningful to our lives than at others. So did you know that the Bible tells us that God's Word is living, that it's alive? You know what that means to me? It means that God can use His Word, the Bible, to give us a different lesson for the season of life that we're in. You can read one chapter of the Bible, and you might not take much away from it, but then you can go back a year later, and it might be exactly what you need to hear. And that is one way that God speaks to us through his word. And did you know that Paul even told us that God's word is living? But he kind of says it in an old-timey way. Have you ever heard of the verse in Hebrews that says, it's Hebrews 4 and 12, and Paul says, the word of God is quick and powerful. What does quick mean? I always think of it as meaning fast, right? But this is just an old-timey way of saying God's word is living. It's alive, and it is powerful. And even though that we're going to change as we grow older and our tastes change and our favorite things change, God's word stays the same. But at the same time, we can take different things away from it based on the season of life that we're in. So everybody want to say the verse or part of the verse? It's a real long verse, but we'll just say a little bit of it. So everybody stand up. Okay. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And what does quick mean? No. It does. It means living or alive. What does quick mean? There you go. Gwen gets 100. Good job, everybody.
Don't you just love it when they set you up like that? Good lesson from Brother Tom this morning. Appreciate the good lesson this morning. We're thankful that we have brethren that are willing to do this and teach our young ones for a little bit of time there in our lessons today. We want to go to the Lord in prayer. We've got a lot of prayer requests this morning in our Sunday school classes. I do want to mention just a couple. I want to mention Sister Carolyn Frame. She started her chemo this week. Keep her in your prayers. Brother Bill Green had another one of his spells this week, and is still very weak from that. So remember him. We miss him today. And let's continue to remember Brother Nathan and the family over here. And when I say these three, if there's other things that needs to be added to these three, I don't want to spoil your blessing. If you've got it on your heart to say something else about them or anybody else, it's a blessing to pray for people. It's a blessing to ask people to pray for them too. So anybody else have a prayer request on your heart this morning? Well, let's remember that. Somebody else? My brother Slick, Miss Barbara. Somebody else? Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Bless you, Miss Barbara. Appreciate this good testimony this morning. Somebody else got a word on your heart? Just do remember that. Hate to hear that. Somebody else have something on your heart? Yeah. Yeah, let's do remember these lost ones. Not only Miss Helen's, but every one of them that's in this church house right now or that attends here. Let's pray that the Lord gets a hold of them. Just think about it. If somebody told you no a while ago, that means you need to be praying for them. Somebody else?
Remember my mother? Mm-hmm. Say that. Just pray for my mother.
Lord help. remember this. Somebody else? Yeah, bless your heart. Yeah. Bless your heart, Brother Tim. Appreciate this good testimony. Amen. Somebody else got a word on your heart. Need it? Just remember this, lady. Someone else. Just remember Sister Wendy. Somebody else. We appreciate each and every one being here today. If you consider yourself a visitor here today, we're glad to have you. We're just glad to see each and every one here today. I'm glad the Spirit's here today. If you hadn't felt him yet, while we pray, you talk to the Lord about it. Say, Lord, I'd love to feel your Spirit today. And so you talk to him about it. And as I said a while ago, you pray until heaven comes down. A lot of people says when you call on somebody to pray, I just want to listen to them. But I found myself, I need to be the one doing the praying myself. Even if somebody else is praying. And you may feel the same way today. So I want you to follow the Lord today in this service. Anybody else got a prayer request? We'll call on one to start our prayer, but we want everybody to pray today. Brother Stewart, would you start our prayer, please? Everybody pray, though.
I appreciate these testimonies, these prayer requests. And hopefully we can keep the good feeling to continue here.
Amen.
And while we do that, let's sing 218, an old song that we love to sing. Need some bass help on this, Just a Little Talk with Jesus, 218.
Amen.
There's nothing like talking to the Lord. I've probably called y'all sometime or another, but maybe the line's been busy, but the Lord's line is never busy. His ear is not stopped, Sandy, that he can't hear us. His arm is not shortened and he can't reach down. Let's sing about heaven, 225. It's already been mentioned that you can pray the heavens down sometime. Could you indulge me in doing one more song? 130. 130. The
Good testimony. Somebody else. It's good to tell this stuff. Somebody else got a word on your heart. We need to follow the Lord. If the Lord's moving you, you need to do it. We don't have a program for a reason. And that program is just God's program. And that's what we need to follow. Beulah Land said, I look across the river. And that was the part that kind of got to me a little while ago when there's times I look across and I see a lot of loved ones over there that are, for lack of better words, that they're waiting for me. I don't think they're worried about me. I'll be honest with you. They're busy. They're giving God glory. But they're waiting for us. And it's good for us just to look over what's on the other side. I think the children of Israel did that when they came up the Jordan River. They was a little bit nervous about it. And everybody coming up to the place of death, you're a little nervous about it. But I'll say it this way. I had surgery when I was a kid, and I didn't pay much attention to it. I don't remember thinking about it, but first time they knocked me out to do some surgery, I'd heard a lot of people say, well, I better run it back and make sure it's okay. And I started to do that, and it's just like the Lord. He said, you know better. Like Brother Timothy was talking. You know I'm there. And that's the great thing about knowing that you're saved. But it's good to run it back every so often. Do just like she did and tell about it sometimes. Anybody got a word on your heart? Number 275. And let's think about the lost. Did you ask one of them today, was it saved? One of these that you know that was not saved, did you ask them whether or not they were saved or not, and did they tell you no? Maybe they told you, I don't know. I listened to a preacher come down here. He said there's a lot of people, and he just basically said they lie about it. They say they're saved or they're not. Are you like that today? Bless your heart. If you know you're saved, it's wonderful. And having the lost on our heart today, I don't know if anybody's under conviction right now or not. If the Lord's drawing you to seek the Lord, right now is a good time to do it. You're witnessing the Spirit of the Lord here today. You may say, well, they're just crying, they're just talking about being saved. But we're like that for a reason. And I'm going to tell you something, you really need it today. You do, you really need it. You hear me say it very regularly. You don't have a promise getting home today. It happens way too often. While we sing, if you're here today and you're lost and you know it, you better start praying. That's what these benches are for. There are places that you can pray. That's what your bench is for. You need to make an altar and talk to the Lord. And I'll say it this way. Don't do like I see a lot of lost ones do. Just go down and pray for a little bit and then hop up. You do like I said a while ago. You pray until you know that God's gotten a hold of you. Pray until then. It don't matter. We'll stay with you ever how long it is. If somebody needs to leave, they can go. But I'll be here with you. But you pray while we sing.
275.
Been requested that we give an opportunity for members at this time, and we'll just go through it as we usually do. The ways we take members is by experiencing baptism.
That is having an experience of salvation. You know that you've been saved by the grace of God. You can tell about it. That's one of the great privileges that the Lord has given us, isn't it? But you can tell about it. You may not be able to say, well, it was at blank time or at this. You may know it was at night. You may have been in a church. You might have been at home or wherever. But you can tell where it was. And you can kind of tell what hour it was. Me, I know it was a night during Mount Tabor's revival was when I got saved. I always stand up on Thursday. I'm not sure if it's Wednesday or Thursday. I can't remember. I didn't write it down. I'm sure Mother did. I need to find her Bible and see what she said. But I always stand up on Thursday because I just want people to know that I'm saved. But you can tell people what you know that's happened to you. Now, we also take members by letter. That's from churches of like faith and order. And that's people that preaches and practices like us, churches that do that. And we take you by letter. If you don't have your letter with you, you can come by credit of a letter is what you can do. We also take members by restoration, and restoration is someone that has been excluded from this body in times past, and you've got forgiveness from God, and you need to come back and get forgiveness from the church. So you'll have that opportunity today. The church will hear what you have to say, and the church will act appropriately on you. So with that being said, I'm going to be down here in front. And so anyone that feels the Lord leading, I want you to notice I said that. If the Lord is impressing you to join this church today, I want you to follow the Lord today. And you come forward and you do what God wants you to do. So while we sing this song, I'll meet you down here in front. How many of you can say within yourselves, you prayed until heaven came down today? Did you do that? It's a good feeling. Sometimes we forget how good it feels. We remember how it was when we got saved, but boy, there's some blessings when we get to praying and God comes down and meets with us while we're praying. There's some real good stuff there. Sometimes we get out in this world and we forget about it. We even forget to pray sometimes, don't we? And when we get like that, we go back to the Lord and we kind of go back through the motions is what we do, don't we? Lord, thank you for saving my soul. Lord, remember this one. Lord, remember that one. You just start talking to him until you feel him bubbling up inside, the way I like to say it. And you'll get a good blessing out of it. And I'm going to tell you something, you'll like it so good, you'll want some more of it. You will. Anybody got a word of testimony on your heart? Been good to be in the house of the Lord today. I'd love to hear every one of you tell me about being saved. I would have. I'd love to heard every one of you tell me about it. And you might say, well, I didn't feel led to, but I tell you what, the Lord would have blessed if you would have.
I pray that it will still be
here
preaching God's truth when Jesus comes back.
Amen. Amen. Bless your heart, Sister Joan. Enjoy this good testimony. Somebody else. That's a good suggestion. The Days of the Week song, as you can all be seated. Days of the Week song, if you're not familiar with this, I always like to tell what it is because not everybody is familiar with this song. We sing, glory, 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 somebody touch me. But it says on what day, each day of the week. Now, if you know you got saved on a Monday, you can stand up on a Monday. Or if you got saved some other day of the week, you can stand up on it. Now, not everybody knows the exact day of the week you got saved on. You heard me say that, and I guess I ought to say a great day, but I know it's about Wednesday or Thursday, so I take Thursday. The idea is, though, you give glory to God for saving your soul. But if you don't know that exact day, there's a verse there at the end, close to the end, it says it's a great day. And it was. It was a great day when I got saved. And you can stand up on a great day is what you can do. So while we sing this song, glory, 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 somebody touch me. I know it was the Lord that touched me. Did you know it? While we sing it.
Let's take advantage of the opportunity to say, I've been saved. Let's fall right along. 1, 2, 3, 4. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. I know it was the hand of the Lord. It was on a Monday. Somebody touch me. It was on a Monday. Somebody touch me. It was on a Monday. Somebody touch me. I know it was the hand of the Lord. It was on a Tuesday. Somebody touch me. It was on a Tuesday. Somebody
Isn't it good? Isn't it good? Thank you, Landon. That's good for us. Somebody else got a word of testimony on your heart.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Sam. Let's do remember his mother in our prayers.
Somebody else got a word on your heart. Yes, she says, Sandy. Appreciate this testimony. Somebody else got a word on your heart.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, brother. Let's do remember this. There's so many people, as Brother Randall said, profess and then go off either in school or somewhere else, and they get some bad advice from people, and they just go away from God completely. And I agree with Brother Randall. He needs to get saved. I've got another friend. He's got a son that's had a lot of drug problems. And he told me enough about it, I thought that boy needs to be saved. That was my feelings on that. But we need to remember ones like this that just gets off out into the world. They may have actually been saved, but they got off into the world, and Lord knows what they got into. And if you think your family is above that, you better think again. I know God-fearing people, preachers even, that their children have gone off the deep end, is the way I'll say it. And you're not above the devil getting a hold of you or your children. So be on guard. Please do. Be on guard. Because as the Bible said, he's like a roaring lion. He's trying to devour you. If he's not trying to devour you, he's trying to devour your children or maybe your wife or somebody else close by you. You better be on guard because he's coming. If he ain't coming, he will be. Look out. Anybody else got a word on your heart? It's been good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. As Brother Sam said, there's a lot of good small sermons. And I enjoyed every one of them. I hope you didn't miss out on a blessing. If the Lord was dealing with you to do something, I hope you did not deny him. I hope that you will think about that long and hard. The next time the Lord impresses you, you follow him. He does that. So you follow the Lord is what we asked you to do. Anybody else got anything on your heart? As I said, I hope you didn't miss out on a blessing today. Let's remember our services Wednesday night, Bible study, meal at 5:30. Everybody come if you possibly can. Remember our services next week. Please pray that the Lord will bless in the same manner. Maybe not the same testimonies. May not be testimonies. But if somebody told you that they were lost, let's pray a little harder for them. Now, most of us know pretty close who's not been saved. Take a look at them right now. Take a look at them. It won't hurt you to look at them. And pray. Pray a little harder for them, please. Say an extra prayer for them. If all hearts and minds are clear, we have a singing coming up. It's kind of short notice. The 28th of this month, basically it's almost 2 weeks away. The 28th, the Kingsmen will be singing here. Please keep that in on your heart. If you see it on Facebook, please share it to your friends. Tell others about it. We'd like to see a good crowd come in here for the Kingsmen to sing here. Anything else? Appreciate everybody being here today. Everybody come back next Sunday. Appreciate our visitors. Brother John, would you dismiss us, please?